There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that.
This is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, away we go. FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile on this Monday. Glad to have y'all along. Lots to do over the next couple of hours. Reminder two, get in touch with the show pretty darn easy. Telephone number, same as it ever was. Picturing David Byrne from back in the day, same as it ever was, 343-0106, 343-0106 also works with our text line, and if you have the FM Talk 106.5 app, reminder there on the front page of the app, you'll see the microphone icon. If you'll press that, lets you record a message, emails it to the show, I can play it back here on the air. It's our talk back feature, so keep those handy. Phone number and talk back feature, and get in touch with the show sometime between now and 2 o'clock when we wind it up for today. All right, leadoff batter. And I know this guy is busy because it is session eve in Montgomery. You know him, you love him. He's Todd Stacey from Alabama Daily News and Capital Journal joins us from Montgomery. Hey, man.
Hey, Sean, how's it going?
It's good. It's good. I wondered this. We've been waiting, talking about, okay, here comes session, here comes session. It's coming up on this Tuesday. And then the email from y'all this morning says, yeah, but there's other stuff going on today. Even though session's not till tomorrow, there's, I guess, with the session eve events going on in Montgomery.
That's right. Every year leading up to the session, we have what's called budget hearings. And that's just a couple of days where lawmakers on those four budget committees We'll gather and hear presentations from different agencies about what their budget request is going to be. Because once that session gets going, there's really not a time for executive agencies to have come on the floor and give their presentation, and ask for money. So this is kind of a public way for all that to happen, and everybody can kind of keep track of it. So today is the general fund budget hearing. It's going on right now. Upstairs, and then tomorrow will be all the education budget hearings. So they're, usually this happens the week before the session, but they're just kind of cramming it all in today and gives us all something to cover and talk about.
Yeah, okay. I guess it's worth saying, too, we've talked about it so much in the past, but there's always new people into the mix. You talk about the two different budgets going on here for general fund and ETF. General fund, I think people might be surprised how little of the general fund budget is up for debate in Alabama. I mean, it's a small portion of the total money outlaid.
Well, yeah, because it's all earmarked. A lot of it is earmarked. And by that, I mean, most of it is paid for, that you're talking about non-education state agencies. And so most of that is paid for by fees and other taxes that were created specifically to support whatever it is, whatever agency it is. Say it's mental health, say it's Medicaid, all these kind of things. They're paid for by fees that were set up originally to pay for them. So, yeah, a lot of it's spoken for. But they do have some flexibility with money, especially here in recent years. The general fund's actually been performing very well in recent years for various factors. For various reasons. So they'll have a little bit of flexibility. And, with agencies like the Department of Corrections and mental health and others, they've chronically been underfunded. So a lot of them expect to see some increased funding requests from lawmakers this year. I don't know if they'll get it all, but they're going to ask for more money.
I'm kind of jumping around here, but you mentioned Department of Corrections, DOC. One of the stories y'all had up about the number of lawsuits facing Alabama Department of Corrections, and it got me thinking, too, was it a week or two ago, maybe more, that there was a lawsuit about bodies being returned from people that were inmates that died that were missing organs? Has that ever been resolved?
Well, no. And in fact, there's been another case involving a deceased inmate that was returned to their family that was missing organs.
What the hell?
It's happened several times. And well, the real head scratcher is that there haven't been any legitimate explanations. It's kind of a pointing of the fingers, right? Who's responsible for this? Is it the state forensics lab? Is it UAB who is involved in overseeing some of that? Is it the Department of Corrections itself? I mean, I'm not necessarily assigning malicious intent here, but I mean, these families aren't lying. Their organs have been removed. Maybe there was a reason for that. Maybe they're trying to determine the cause of death and things like that. But they ought to be able to answer questions about it, and they haven't.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like something that should have an answer. We shouldn't be going weeks here wondering about how that happened. It seems very strange to me.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We've been pressing for answers. Other media outlets have, too. But it's one of those things. The Department of Corrections is just a very troubled agency. I mean, there are some good people in leadership there. They're trying their best. But you talk about just a lot of trouble at once, a lot of things to try to fix at once. It's not easy. So, you know, it's one of those things. And it's just kind of the stepchild of government sometimes, but obviously a very important part of state government.
As we jump back into the today with the budget hearings tomorrow and then session gavel again, I think the House first and then the Senate. I think the article that Marian Alexander wrote, I think the headline was Red Meat was part of the, you know, so school choice expansion, gambling debate, and red meat in session 2024. What, first of all, I guess we'll let's deconstruct this. What's the red meat? Are we going to ban Sharia law again or something like that?
Maybe. I mean, how many times can we do that? So you'll start off with a bill about absentee ballots, and this was actually proposed last year, but it just kind of died late in the session. This would crack down on what Republicans call ballot harvesting, right? This is where a group will go into a nursing home or something and basically try to get a bunch of ballots filled out, and they want to crack down on that by essentially making it a felony to assist or handle someone else's ballot that you're not related to. So obviously Democrats really object to that, but it is one of those red meat issues that Republican voters, especially after the election in 2020, really care about, right? And even though you don't really hear about ballot harvesting and election fraud problems in Alabama very often, right? You certainly don't see them. We don't have the mass mail-ins and stuff like that. But other states do, and it dominates the airwaves sometimes. So, of course, Republicans are eager to tap into that sort of national Republican wave. You're also going to see the divisive concepts bill come back up. That's the one trying to do away with critical race theory in school. Now everybody agrees that critical race theory isn't in Alabama schools, but this would put that into law. And you'll see a couple other issues, you know, reforming the way property tax appraisals are done. That's a big one that I think a lot more people can appreciate, is that, you know, our appraisals are done every year. And then what that leads to is some, you know, effective tax increases on people's property every year, sometimes pretty dramatically. So they want to reform that process and limit how much property tax can go over. So these are all Senate bills. And so the Senate really wants to come out the gate with some legislation that really appeals to the Republican base. So, yeah, we call that red meat.
Okay. Over in the House, it's going to be gambling. It's starting there this session versus in the past when it started in the Senate.
It is. And Sean, I expect it to come out pretty early. I expect even this week we should see a gambling proposal. You know, we've talked about it a million times. Lottery, casino gambling, sports betting. We don't know the details yet, but I expect to this time. And so what I'm hearing from members is, whether they're for it or against it, they want it. They want the issue dealt with quickly. They don't want it looming over every part of the session. They want to go ahead, have the debate, have the votes, and pass or fail. Let's get this issue dealt with.
Okay. So, but what does it look like? I mean, once again, it's this idea of, you know, are we talking about a gambling monopoly or triopoly for the state? Are we looking at separate entities between the lottery and casino gaming and sports? I mean, do you have any kind of sense? You got to look at it?
No, I've not seen a draft, and I don't really know many people who have. I would expect it to look at least similar to what we saw in 2021, which, you know, kind of grandfathered in the dog tracks. It included a compact for the Porch Banda Creek Indians. I mean, I just don't see how you draft gambling legislation with any chance of passing without those two things included. And so I expect to see both of those, but it may not be exactly like it was last time. So, you know, those are details to look out for. But yes, lottery, yes, sports betting. In the 2021 bill, sports betting was kind of connected to the casinos. Mm-hmm. And so that was really interesting. And you may have some companies that have opinions about that. I think you'll see all those components. But what I hear from lawmakers, what they want to hear and what they want to see the details on is how much are you going to tax it? Right? How much are we actually going to get out of this gambling? Where does that money go? What needs are we doing? Is it education? Is it health care? Is it mental health? You know, all of the above, and who gets what? And maybe more than anything, it's the enforcement. Are we actually going to crack down on these illegal casinos? Are we going to create a commission, a gambling commission that is truly, you know, got the teeth, got the enforcement mechanisms to regulate an industry like this? And so that's what they're looking for, are those three factors.
Okay, and also to tomorrow night, State of the State address from Governor Ivey. I guess it's school choice is the lead dog in this.
I'm looking for what she announces on school choice, how specific she gets. I mean, we've been waiting for a bill from her for months. And so I'm hoping and expecting she'll put a little meat on the bone and actually propose legislation that we can dissect. But back to gambling, I'm also curious whether she talks about that. You know, mm-hmm. she doesn't necessarily have to endorse a plan, but even if she talks about the issue in general, like, you know, getting something done, you know, calling on the legislature to act, that could give it a boost. And as we've talked about for a long time, It's my contention that any plan as significant as gambling is probably going to have the governor's support to really get it across the finish line. So I'm really going to be listening tomorrow night to see if she brings up gambling.
There is Todd Stacey, who is, of course, the man behind Alabama Daily News. So first of all, this email I talk about, tell folks how to get that.
It's really easy. Just go to aldailynews.com, put your name and your email there, and you'll be on the list. And, you know, Capital Journal, we go to nightly starting tonight. So nightly broadcast at 10:30. And you can watch the State of the State tomorrow at 6 o'clock on APT.
We'll be doing it, Todd. Talking to you next week. Thanks, man, for the update.
All right, Sean.
There he goes, Todd Stacey, Alabama Daily News and Capital Journal. And we'll be right back. More Midday Mobile next.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
You know, here's what happens over the break. You know, I was going to come back in and talk about some Mardi Gras stuff here, or dog attack in Chicago kills a guy. You guess the breed. But then, like, all monitors go crazy here, and the hubbub because King Charles has been diagnosed with cancer. So this has come out here. And for some reason, like, Fox News and others have an obsession for the royals. And point out that, like, you know, three Americans died and 60-some-odd injured in a drone attack on a base in Syria. But King Charles, everything King Charles all the time. And so I guess we have to address King Charles. Here's a story as of just minutes ago from Fox News. It says the UK's King Charles has been diagnosed with a form of cancer and is undergoing treatment, Buckingham Palace announced today. Now, I guess because he had been in for... Says, oh, well, here's a quote. This is from Buckingham Palace, the PIO, I guess, for Buckingham Palace said, during the King's recent hospital procedure for benign prostate enlargement, subsequent diagnostic tests have identified a form of cancer. They have not told us what form of cancer. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's royal cancer. It's royal cancer. Yeah, BBC is saying no further details are being shared on the stage of the cancer or prognosis. He is going to postpone his public engagements. Oh, no. So there you go. King Charles with, I'm just going to guess, he has royal cancer. Or the kind. They're not saying what kind, but there you go. Update on King Charles. All right, back home here in South Alabama. A couple things. So over the weekend, I saw some pretty good turnout, actually. It looked like by the numbers coming in, you know, they do the survey for how many people come out to the parade. And let's see here. With Saturday, I saw this update from Dale Leash. A couple of these from Landnap.com. Headlines here. Let's see. Saturday parades, 77,000 in downtown Mobile. Sunday parades, 25,000. And it's pretty good because weather wasn't fantastic. And then you have, what is it, KOER and Fairhope, 40,000 out for that. So pretty good turnout. Now, of course, the talk is people falling off the floats. And I know they talked about it a good bit this morning on Mobile Mornings. I just wanted, as we get into this, you had a both sides of the bay with people falling off a float, right? So you had somebody fall off the float in Fairhope at the KOER parade. And then Saturday night, it was the moms, the Maids of Mirth, the moms, it says a woman is in the hospital due to injuries she sustained after she fell off the float during Saturday night's Maids of Mirth parade. And they said that's why it was delayed like 10 minutes. Like, here's the thing. My surprise is it doesn't happen more often. And I don't want to go into a nanny state here where we would have, you know, tethers and secured people into the float, because that would take the fun away from it, and that would probably cause more issues there on a float. But the fact that you got two big parades and you only have two people fall off the float, I think that's a positive. That you got to turn these stories around and say, you know, it could have been a dozen or so falling off the float. Just that there's one in Mobile, one in Fairhope, that's not bad. Not bad. Now, the thing I don't think is real good is that viral video out there with the people there along the parade route kicking the people trying to get them up, like kicking and, you know, hitting them, trying to get them to stand back up after they fell off the float. That hasn't been reported on very much. I don't think that's a good thing. I think we should go with that. I think we probably should have some oversight that if people fall off the float, you can't kick them and hit them to try to get them to get back up. But yeah, I'd say take the positive on this and say, listen, we had all these parades going on and we only had one person fall off in Fairhope and one person fall off in Mobile. That's what I'm saying. Turn the frown upside down and look at what's going on here. It's good. It could have been dozens and it was not. So let's try to look at the positive on this. Grab a few texts here, and then I want to get into some of the polling data from over the weekend, polling data out there. Also, a couple things we can look at. We talked to Todd Stacey a little bit about upcoming session, but the gaming bills that will be in the mix, we'll get to that. And more on the visit to Iran. Okay, you have a headline this morning, I think, on Drudge. It was like Tucker Carlson's in Russia. Maybe he's getting a Putin interview. And then this Whitney, whatever her name is, adult film star is in Tehran. So we'll have to get to those in our international news in a second. But first, to the text line here, let's go first to, well, okay, David asked here, are we live tweeting the State of the State address? Are we live tweeting for tomorrow night? I don't know, David. It really kind of depends. It kind of depends on the pickup schedule for one of my children. I mean, that's my real world stuff here. So if I'm not transporting child from point A to point B, I will maybe have time to live tweet the State of the State address coming up tomorrow night. All right, Maximus asking, hey Sean, does this mean, where is it? Does this mean King Charles? All right. Now I'm getting inundated with King Charles text. Y'all are a bunch of Anglophiles, aren't you? All right. What's the word of Prince? Sorry. Hey, Sean, does this mean King Charles can't compete in the Royal Rumble versus The Rock now? Possibly. That is possible. He's got royal cancer, so I don't want anything to happen to him, but it's like every American news source has just quit reporting on anything here and now all focused on King Charles. So, all right. get the news, which will probably update us on King Charles, and then we'll be back.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:35, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here, Monday style. We got some folks talking about the textures here. The rider slipped off the speaker, fell off the float there in the Moms, and then somebody else texting, when it rains, floats get very slippery. Yeah, I've heard such. They can get slippery in the rain. They can get slippery from spilled beers. They can get slippery from beads. So I hear. All I'm saying is let's look at the positive here. Look at the positive. All the riders that rolled over the last few days, and only two fell off. That's what I'm saying. You turn your frown upside down and say, listen, it should be dozens. Should be dozens falling off the float, and it's not. So let's look at the positive part of that. Let's see. Tusker saying timing is everything. The Queen said Charles could rule for 7 years, period. Ooh, that's tough. That's tough. It's not even – God bless him. They said he went in for prostate enlargement. That's not what he had. Some other cancer. It's just interesting to watch, like, while there's all this stuff going on stateside. I mean, when Buckingham Palace said this, everybody shuts down – because of a monarch. Like, I hope he's fine, but it's just, I don't know, it just stands out as being strange to me. Also, you probably heard this story already, but maybe not, the additional Mardi Gras parking situation. So the city has been putting out these, City of Mobile has been putting out these emails showing like the additional parking lots opened up and all that to take care of people parking. And now they keep them open so you can go to the ball and not have your car towed. You can come out later. This update here from MyNBC15 said the City of Mobile will be activating the Alabama Department of Transportation property located at 257 South Royal Street for Mardi Gras parking. The additional parking lot will have the same hours of operation, parking rates, and payment methods as the other Mardi Gras parking locations recently announced by the city. Those include designated areas underneath I-10 and the parking lot at the National Maritime Museum of the Gulf Coast. All these designated Mardi Gras parking areas will be open for public parking 2 hours before the first parade each day and staffed until 10 p.m. each night. However, these locations will remain open after 10 p.m. so those attending Mardi Gras balls and other functions downtown doing keg stands can access their vehicles. Parking in any of these areas will have a flat fee of $20 for all-day parking. To encourage carpooling, an all-day rate of $10 is available to vehicles with three or more passengers. Cash not accepted at the lots. Parking can be paid for using the premium parking app or debited credit cards at the premium parking kiosk on site. So there you go. So even more parking out there. The most up-to-date parking information, and I say this stressing, although she's in school right now, I have a teenager that seemed to, even though she's grown up under my wing with Mardi Gras, seemed to not read signs last year and got the old impound. I had to go to the impound and boost her car out. It's a low moment for dad. But you can find the most up-to-date parking information at cityofmobile.org/Mardi Gras. And all the details are there as well. But yeah, good turnout for the parades over the weekend. Maybe this speaks to what's coming up for this Mardi Gras season, heading into a week from tomorrow with Fat Tuesday just being, you know, just a little over a week away. The polling numbers here over the weekend, what did you think about this? That Trump leading Biden by 5 percentage points. And you've watched this swing happen over the months. It says here, let's see, the one story on Fox News that is not about King Charles says Biden's having a difficult time competing with former President Trump on issues such as the economy and border, despite recent job growth numbers and slowing inflation. Those things are true. Said Biden trails Trump, the front runner for the GOP presidential nomination, by 23 points. Now, this is when voters are asked who would be a better candidate to handle the economy. That's the specific. Those coming from a national NBC News poll released yesterday. Those numbers come despite Biden's recent argument that his administration's economic policies are starting to work, telling voters in Michigan on Thursday that inflation is coming down and that they have created 800,000 manufacturing jobs. Despite that, 55% of registered voters said they believe Trump would be a better candidate to steer the economy compared to 33% who choose Biden. The remainder, I don't know. They're going to RFK Jr., I don't know. Says Trump also boasts large leads over Biden when it comes to securing the border, plus 35, having the necessary mental and physical health to be president, plus 23, on dealing with crime and violence, plus 21. The former president also has a double-digit lead over Biden when it comes to being competitive and effective, plus 16, on improving America's standing in the world, also plus 11. The numbers being competitive and effective, let's see, the number on being competitive and effective may be the most concerning one for Biden, according to NBC News, as it represents a massive shift from 2020 when Biden led Trump in the same question by 9 points. So that's a big swing there. Let's see here. Yeah, so, and it's, by the way, it says the reality could be contributing to Biden's continued decline in approval, which hits a new low for his presidency in the poll at just 37%. 37% coming in, that's Jimmy Carter stuff. It's Jimmy Carter stuff. You had, I mean, you go look at the last five or six presidents coming in there, and they were much higher coming into it. So at 37%, pretty low there. Question is, of course, will I still stick with it, even though, you know, people say, oh, Sean, they're going to pull a deal at the last minute and somebody else is going to be running instead of President Biden. I still don't think so. I think it would have happened in December and it didn't happen. So, it somewhat my concrete's getting dry on the fact that the candidate's Joe Biden. I know there's 18 different theories out there, and then this happens, somebody else. I just don't see it. So it's Biden and Trump. It's a rematch out there is the way I see it. And the polling not looking good for them. Now, of course, what can happen between now and then? A ton of things can happen between now and then. But I think the concrete's dry on who's running. I really do. All right, the international news story. Let's see here. A couple of these. Let's see. First of all, let's go to the Moscow. Moscow Times. We'll take their. This is coming from Russia, right? Headline, U.S. conservative pundit Tucker Carlson spotted in Moscow, amid Putin interview rumors. So it says, former Fox News host Tucker Carlson has been filmed visiting Moscow in recent days as rumors swirl over whether he plans to interview President Vladimir Putin. I would say this, it's got to be a work thing, right? It's a work thing. As much as I would love to see Russia, like as a tourist, it's not now. This is not right. I'm going to choose somewhere else. We're going to go to Dollywood or something. I'm not going to Moscow right now. I would love to see it, though, but in current state, I wouldn't do it. So the fact that Tucker's there is probably not just going to hang out. Said photographs of the conservative media personality in the Russian capital first emerged over the weekend when he was seen attending a concert at the Bolshoi Theater. So, I mean, if you are there, you do want to go to the Bolshoi. The reporter from the pro-Kremlin newspaper Izvestia caught up with Carlson on Monday to ask him about his trip to Russia. Carlson said, I just wanted to see Moscow. I read so much about it, so I wanted to talk to people and look around and see how it's doing. And he added, it's doing very well, end quote. Baloney. Tucker Carlson's got the stroke here. He can go wherever he wants. I mean, you wouldn't go to, going to Russia, I get it. But right now, with the current war and the situation between our two countries, and the fact that it's, I don't know if y'all have checked, it's February there. I just don't buy it. So there's something coming. I mean, that'd be a big deal. If there was an interview with Tucker Carlson and Vladimir Putin, and he could actually ask him real questions, it'd be huge. Rating, huge, as Trump says. It'd be huge if you have that. I think it'd be a big deal. So that's going on. So that's one of the international stories. And then the other one, here it is, the Whitney, whatever her name is. So you got Tucker in Russia, and then these two stories were separated, but of course I joined them together. From the Associated Press says, U.S. porn actor who advocates for Palestinians visits Iran on a trip unacknowledged by Tehran. And at first I thought it was that, Khalifa, not Wiz Khalifa, Maya Khalifa or whatever, who's been a big supporter of Hamas, adult film star. And I remember I asked months ago, I wonder how Hamas or any of the other terrorist groups would deal with somebody like her, even though she's a big supporter of Hamas. She says she's a supporter of Palestine, but she can be and not be on board for Hamas. But her statements are kind of beyond just supporting Palestine. So the AP says an American porn actor who's advocated for Palestinians online. This is another one, though. This is not Khalifa. During Israel's war on Hamas, traveled to Iran and visited the former U.S. embassy in Tehran, which was abandoned after 1979 hostage crisis, which is something I had never thought about. I thought they would have probably, if you'd asked me, I thought they would have, you know, raised it, right? They'd have leveled it to the ground, but it's there, and it's this weird museum. There's a picture on the front of this AP story that shows Lady Liberty with a skull face on it as you go in. So the visit by Whitney Wright, Whitney Wright, adult film star. It said, the visit by Whitney Wright as Iran imprisons Nobel Peace Prize laureate and women's rights activist Narges Mohammadi sparked a heated criticism of the country's crackdown on women since the 2022 death in police custody of Mahsa Amini and the nationwide protest it sparked. So what will fix this? I think what would fix it, I think she's right. What would fix trying to have some moderation from the mullahs in Tehran is have a porn star go. She's spot on. But why didn't we think of that first? Said Wright filmed herself throughout Tehran despite her war in pornography, exposing her, in theory, to criminal charges that carry the death penalty. I don't know if she's brave or ignorant. I'm not sure. Said Wright did not respond to comments, requests for comments from the Associated Press, but in remarks on social media, she described the U.S. Embassy as a place she had to visit. Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard now runs it as a museum. It's creepy looking. If y'all see this picture, go to the AP and just look for Whitney Wright. And said, she goes on to say, I'm sharing exhibits from a museum that are never seen. Wright wrote on Instagram, it's not an endorsement of the government. End quote. Wright had previously shared pro-Palestinian information online, including material supporting armed militancy against Israel. Now, here's the interesting part of this, too. So it says, as a natural U.S. citizen born in Oklahoma City, she would need a visa to visit Iran, right? That makes sense. Iran's mission to the United Nations did not respond to questions about the actor's trip. Like, unless she was somehow snuck in or sneaked in. What are we supposed to say now? The style books, I've always say snuck. I'll stay old school, just like I say people pled guilty instead of pleaded guilty. They snuck her in. Or if they didn't, then Tehran has... They issued a visa for an American to come in there and maybe didn't do the research. Iran's foreign ministry said they were asked about Wright during a Monday briefing, said they had no information on her. The semi-official, like that, Tasnim news agency, believed to be close to the Revolutionary Guard, quoted an anonymous official claiming the government issued Wright a visa while not being aware of the nature of her immoral job, end quote. The presence of the performer from the U.S. adult film industry immediately drew attention. Of course it does, anywhere they go. So there it is. So you have, it goes on to say, Iranian actor Sattarath Pasani said Wright's visit to criticize Iran's hardline government for its mandatory headscarf policy, which led to the 22-year-old Amani's arrest and death, said you punish people in this country in various methods of removal of the hijab, but you allow a porn actress to come over here for tourism, end quote. I would say, well, maybe she wore she's a porn actress, but maybe she wore her hijab, right? They go on to say this Masish Alijinad, it's a U.S.-based activist who has faced assassination and kidnapping attempts by Iran, also denounced Wright's visit. Now, these are people that are pro-freedom in Iran. Pretty interesting quote says, we, the women of Iran, want to be like Rosa Parks and not Whitney Wright. The true warmongers are the agents of the Islamic Republic who will execute you if you are to be true to yourself, end quote. And a little kicker on this story that I thought was interesting as well, it said, who knew this? In 2016, British porn actor known as Candy Charms traveled to Iran, prompting immediate criticism. But there's been no media coverage of Wright's visit inside Iran, likely a sign of how tightly controlled journalists are after the 2022 demonstration. So, porn stars going to Iran. Maybe this is our weapon against to heck with sanctions, to heck with increasing bombings over the weekend. Maybe we just flood Tehran and Iran in general with America's porn stars. Let's bloodshed, right? So for that. All right, coming right back. More Midday Mobile, FM Talk 106.5.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
At 12:53, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. 343-0106, how you get in touch. Check in with my buddy David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars. It's a new week, and it's also tax time. How does that work? People get a little money in their pocket, come look for vehicles at LCM.
Well, we're trying to keep people from making a mistake. We talked about this pretty much every year when it gets this time. I don't think the tax checks have hit yet, but we're getting close, so might as well talk about it. We just don't want to see people go out and take their whole entire tax check and buy a cash car when they could buy a car that's got warranty and we can get them financed or do it in-house. People go out and they'll spend all their tax money on a car that's going to last them hopefully a year, and normally it doesn't last them a year, and they go buy another one next year when they get their tax. Let's try to get them something that's going to last them a good while and have warranty, and they won't have to worry about going out in the morning, cranking their car up, and going to work.
Yeah, good point. Speaking of the financing portion, how are rates looking right now?
Rates are good. We got a couple of credit unions with some ridiculous rates right now, but they control their money, so they can do that, and it's really helping out with a lot of different folks. But we still have good rates for people with bad credit as well. I mean, I can't stress enough how if you think something's wrong with your credit, come see us. Let us help you. We can get it fixed for you and put you in a nicer car than what you think you should be driving, actually.
All right, good. We'll let people come out and check those vehicles out and talk with you in person or online. Give them directions.
We're at Highway 90 and Plantation in Theodore. It's 1 mile south of I-10, exit 15A. You can give us a call at 251-375-0068 or go to the website, lcmmotorcars.com.
Thanks, David.
Have a good day, Sean.
Hey, you too. David McCrary checking in from LCM Motor Cars. Check in on a couple of these texts here. Let's see here. Terry says, well, no one was talking about... you're right. Terry said nobody was talking about Whitney whatever before this story. Well, maybe there were people. I don't know. She's getting her fame now, isn't she? Yeah, I mean, maybe that's the way... Maybe that's the plan. Maybe, you know, as the open-ended response to the proxies of Iran that's going on right now, right, half a world away, with our bombing runs and, now the Houthis under it as well. Maybe we should flood them with porn stars. That's what we're having. It just seems strange. Those two international stories, Tucker Carlson in Russia saying, I'm just here to see the Bolshoi. I say Bolshoi to that. I think there's probably something bigger coming here. And if he gets an interview with Putin, would you watch it? I would, for sure. And then the Whitney, whatever her name is, in Iran. IT Jesus says, don't worry, Dems, the fix is still in. Plus, they'll have all the illegals to stuff those ballot boxes. Do you think, IT Jesus, that's the job? As people come across the border illegally, they're going to put them into a sweatshop of stuffing ballots. Interesting. All right. Natalie said, if that's true, that Tucker is there, that would be amazing. Show us the facts. There's nothing bad going on. There is nothing bad going on in Moscow. Good for Tucker after he interviewed Orban. I was hoping he would do an interview with Putin. Well, I'll watch it. I'll watch it. I'm not any Putin fan, but I would love to see an interview with him. A good point. Maximus points out, he said, I suppose Ron Jeremy will go to North Korea and talk peace next. Listen, however we're going to do it, Maximus, I'd rather do it that way than deal with it in a war setting. Brian said, I've been to Moscow and St. Petersburg. KGB follows you around shamelessly and unapologetically. I'm sure. Sure, it's not our country. Right? It is not our country, for sure. Things are different. Derek says, Mia Khalifa becomes our ambassador. Right, be the UN representative. How about that? And Terry said, porn defeating Iran. Well, if that's one of the ways, let's see, this loads up here. I don't know. If that's one of the ways we beat, that's one of the ways we beat Iraq. So there you go. And so just looking at some different stories here from half a world away. We'll bring it back home here when we come back after the news and continue what we do is interview the candidates, the names you're going to see on that March 5th primary ballot. We do that we'll do that on the morning show, on Jeff's show, on my show. And they're all... What is that? There's like a fancy internet term where they collate them or curate them. That's it. Curated in one spot. What I say is we gather them together. If you'll go to fmtalk1065.com, the old website, fmtalk1065.com, not only do we have your sample ballots for Republican and Democrat for Mobile County and Baldwin County, we also, right underneath there, we have interviews for all the different races going on, and you can go back and check out stuff that's happened months ago, stuff that happens today. All those are in one place. Of course, you can get those podcasts. They always post to our FM Talk 106.5 app. They also post anywhere you subscribe for our podcast. They'll go there. But if you want to just kind of weed down and look at the people that are running in AL1, AL2, or local races, they're all right there in one spot. FMTalk1065.com. When you get there, click the tab that says Election 2024, and you'll see them right there. Coming back, running in District 2 for Mobile County, Connie Hudson joins us next.